The following audio is a sample from the Barossa Village Oral History Project, 2023.
He said, Maranangan Primary School was a small school. During my 7 years there, the enrolment was around 30. Some classes had only 2 students, and a big class was 7. This was my class. For most of my years there, there was only 1 teacher, Mr. Fitzner, taught me all 7 years. For 1 year, we had a second teacher, teaching grades 1, 2, and 3, but all still in the same room. The highlight of my school years were an occasional film evening in the old Maranangan Band Hall. Then Mr. Ian Seppelt would show silent movies and always a Charlie Chaplin film. We also had an annual school picnic, and this was held in the scrub on my Uncle Carl Rumfeldt's property.
That's right here.
The shed was a straw shed in which we had our meal. The ladies brought food and the Maranangan Band played, and the adults had games and competitions. Skittles, stepping the distance, target shooting with an air rifle, sheep tossing, to see how far you could toss it, and other competitions. We children had running races, 3-legged races, egg and spoon races, and the highlight was a rooster chase. The parents would bring a couple of roosters, one for the girls to catch and one for the boys. The rooster would be let loose, and then the children would try to catch it. Sometimes it was easy, but sometimes the rooster would run or fly some distance before it was caught. The person who caught it took it home. Another highlight for the grade 5, 6 and 7 boys was the annual pruning competitions. A few weeks before the competition, we would go to a parent's vineyard to be coached. My father did this some years. We would ride a bike to the property and be taught how to prune a vine, bush vines only. We would then have a competition run by the Greenock Agricultural Bureau. I took a real pride in being able to prune a vine in the style that was accepted at that time and won many competitions. I still to this day, 2002, like to prune a vine correctly and well shaped with all clean cuts. We've got the box in our shed, Dad, they used to put the roosters in.
Oh, you still got a box there?
Yeah, we still have, yep. Cart the roosters to the picnic.
Mm-hmm.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Barossa Village Oral History Project. Further podcasts can be found and downloaded at thewaywewere.podbean.com.